Said I wouldn't call on you, Jennifer, but I am. Just a quick brief. I know things have changed. I can chime in, but if you can give us a quick brief on where things are.
Certainly. This item was originally presented by a task force tasked with looking at the Dunwoody Overlay Village District. And as a result of their recommendations, the detachment was initiated. It went through the process, and the Community Council had their meeting, and the Planning Commission had their meeting. And all of these different phases, different opinions are rendered, including staff's opinion of what we should and should not move forward with. That's kind of coming to a head as we move here to the Mayor and Council for the decision-making first and second readings. And we had some meetings today that may alter staff's recommendation within there. And I'll hand it back to you for the update of how you and Council wish to proceed.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, we're going to go on with the public hearing, but the parties have been discussing the different assigned review procedures, and we had a long meeting today. So the thought process was, until we have the whole, don't come forward with bits and pieces that don't make sense. So with Jennifer and with Howard, we're going to see if we can come back with a whole to present something that we can vote on instead of piecemealing it up. So I'm not going to bring this back up. We probably, again, the discussion also revolved around the perspective of rushing. There's no reason to rush this. It's not a compelling nature. There's nothing. The ordinance as it stands is very strong. This is just clean up, changing some things, making some things procedurally better in the overall. So from that perspective, there's no danger in waiting. So we're going to try to get Jennifer's looking up some things, and we're all going to get back together and again just assess what's next, and then I'll come back to the table with you and put it back on the agenda here shortly. Okay.
May I?
Yes, please, Robert.
On an issue that's unrelated to this but is germane to what Mr. Riley was saying in terms of us doing the same process every time, one of the things I guess I had thought I would see on tonight's agenda was the discussion of wing walls. What gets that? Because that was dealt with by the Planning Commission this month. Wouldn't that normally have been on our agenda for first read at the end of the month and second read at the start of the month? Do we have to do anything to make sure that we always end up in the same cycle there? Or
not necessarily. We are still within the same cycle of everything else you've seen and everything you will see. The wing wall text amendment under consideration will be discussed at Planning Commission this month.
It was already discussed.
It went to Community Council. You guys didn't talk about wing walls and tank walls.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Their packet will be discussed a week from today. And they'll discuss it a week after that. So it's 2 weeks from today.
It'll go to Planning Commission for your apologies. I'm getting too many meetings.
That's my staff.
Sorry about that.
So with that, with no objections, I'm going to open up the public comments section of this. Does anybody wish to speak in favor of what really hasn't been discussed? Seeing that there's none, anybody that wishes to speak in opposition to this? All right, seeing that there's none with no objections, I'm going to close public comments and close part of the public hearing. And we will move on. Sharon, ready when you are.
An ordinance to rezone the Dunwoody United Methodist Church property to remove it from the Dunwoody Village Overlay District designation.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Mayor and Council collected a very capable body of Dunwoody citizens to work as the Dunwoody Village Overlay District Task Force. Their job was to look at all aspects of the Dunwoody Village Overlay District, including the properties that were contained in the Dunwoody Village Overlay District. And one of the properties they identified is the property where we are this evening. Dunwoody United Methodist Church. It's a property that is zoned R150, and it is in the overlay district. And originally, the intent of the overlay district text was to apply design standards to commercial property. So they believe that the church was included erroneously based on its land use and not on its zoning designation, and they asked that the city initiated a rezoning with the consent of the Dunwoody United Methodist Church to remove the two properties indicated on your staff report from the Dunwoody Village Overlay District, and there'd be just R150 properties.
Okay, thanks. Questions for Brown?
If this is the only church in the overlay district, am I correct on that?
Okay, any other questions, Brian?
Okay. Thank you. All right, no objections then. I'm going to move that we open the public comment section of this. Anybody that wishes to speak in favor of this rezoning, please make your way to the podium. I see that there's none. Anybody that wishes to speak in opposition, please make your way to the podium. All right, if there's none, with no objections, I'm going to close public comment. No objections, I'm going to close this public hearing. And we are going to move on to the next public comment. Any white cards sitting out there? Brian? Is that a no? Okay, with that, I'm going to make a motion that we move into a quick executive session to discuss legal real estate. Yes, John, I'm sorry.
Point of information.
Yes.
Could you remind me what happened on the automated external defibrillators? Did we...
Oh, my goodness. We didn't cover it. Thank you. All right, there's a resolution. Does everybody, I've changed the agenda to...